Netflix has found Carmen Sandiego. They've issued a warning about Bird Box. And did we almost have a sequel to Space Jam starring Tony Hawk? All of this coming up on The Justin Howard Show, brought to you by Anchor. Today is Sunday, January 6th. This is The Justin Howard Show. How you doing? If you're a child of the 90s, no doubt you spent time looking for Carmen Sandiego. And thanks to Netflix, you can stop looking. Netflix is rebooting the 90s classic with just a bit of a twist. And the official trailer, which you can find on the Justin Howard Show Facebook page and on Twitter at the Justin H Show, we see a young Carmen training to become a world-class thief, only to have a change of heart and turn the tables on the bad guys by using the skills she learned as a thief to steal from other thieves. If you watch closely, you almost get a Kim Possible vibe from the animation. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego debuts on Netflix January 18th. Netflix is also in the news for its thriller Bird Box, starring Sandra Bullock, but this time, it's not good news. Netflix recently took to social media to discourage people from participating in the Bird Box Challenge. Quote, "Can't believe we have to say this, but please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box Challenge. We don't know how this started, and we appreciate the love, but boy and girl have just one wish for 2019, and that's you don't end up in the hospital due to memes," end quote. The challenge involves attempting to perform everyday tasks while blindfolded. The movie Bird Box is centered around characters who wear blindfolds in order to avoid an entity who guarantees death once seen. I was going to make a joke about combining this challenge with the Tide Pod challenge, but my lawyers made it clear that I don't, so I'm not going to. Did we almost have a Space Jam sequel starring Tony Hawk? Well, according to Hawk, yes, we did. In a tweet posted yesterday, Hawk said, quote, "In 2003, I was requested to meet with Warner Brothers about doing a film tentatively titled Skate Jam. They were bringing back Looney Tunes with Back in Action and then wanted to start on my project immediately. A week later, Back in Action bombed and Skate Jam was shelved forever," end quote. According to IMDb, Back in Action made $68.5 million on an estimated budget of $80 million. Yikes. If you listened to the debut edition of the Justin Howard Show last week, which, by the way, is available here on Anchor, iTunes, Google Music, and Spotify, I mentioned a series of Nerd Year's resolutions for 2019, and unlike some of my New Year's resolutions, I've actually kept the nerd ones so far. Launching this show was on the list. Game streaming, that's coming back soon. And I recently signed up for a subscription with a service called Crunchyroll. It's a streaming service that carries anime from Japan. Now, so far, I've been watching a show called Tiger Mask W, which is a wrestling-themed anime, and being a wrestling fan, it made sense to start there, and so far, I've enjoyed it. I'm still getting used to reading the subtitles as I watch the action, but overall, it's been a great show. Now, if I could just get in gear with my New Year's resolutions to, you know, lose weight, get in better shape, eat better, save more money, invest, adulting, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's going to take some more motivation, but I'll keep you up to date. That's going to do it for this week's edition of The Justin Howard Show. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, at The Justin H Show. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And look for my articles about everything pop culture on project-nerd.com. I'm Justin Howard, and I'll catch you next week.